Its current state on WKAR, school is winding down, the temperatures are climbing, and that means it's time to start planning summer vacations. At the top of the list for a lot of people, Mackinac Island. The 3.8 square mile island in between the two peninsulas has been a beloved vacation spot for generations of Michiganders. This summer, history buffs will have a special treat on the island as the Mackinac Island Historic Parks rebuilds historic Fort Holmes. And here to tell us more about that project and other sites around the island, Phil Porter, director of the Mackinac Island Historic Parks. Welcome to Current State, Phil.
Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you here. Not always fun talking about Mackinac Island, but especially at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You know, one of the park's projects is this reconstruction of Fort Holmes. I know very little about it. Tell us about Fort Holmes and the historic significance of it.
In 1812, the very first land battle of the War of 1812, the entire war, was the British capture of Fort Mackinac. They captured it from the high ground behind Fort Mackinac. And so once they had control of the fort, they decided, well, we better control that high ground as well. So they began construction of a small fort on the top of the island, originally named Fort George, in honor of the reigning King of England at the time, King George III. And when American troops came back in 1815, 200 years ago this summer, they completed the construction of the fort and named it Fort Holmes in honor of Major Andrew Hunter Holmes, who was killed in a battle on Mackinac Island.
What kind of condition is the fort in?
The original fort lasted about a decade or so and fell into disuse. In the 1930s, there was a WPA project to rebuild the fort, and it is that reconstruction that was very accurately done that has now fallen apart. And we are in the process of going back to the original records from National Archives, the original drawings and plans, and reconstructing the fort as it looked 200 years ago. So we're about half done. In fact, I think the second floor of the blockhouse in the center of the fort is going up in the next couple of days, and by the middle part of the summer, we'll have it all done and ready for our guests.
How interesting. How big is it?
The overall fort is a large horseshoe that's probably about 100 yards long, and the only building in it was a large blockhouse that's 30 by 30 feet.
And you've got original drawings and plans that you can refer to here?
That's right. The National Archives has a drawing that was done in 1817, just 2 years after the Americans came back. And it doesn't have all the details, but it shows the general configuration, the general orientation of the blockhouse to the earthenworks. And from that, our architects and designers have designed the building that we're now reconstructing.
Phil Porter's our guest here on Current State. Phil is the director of the Mackinac Island Historic Parks, and we're talking about what's going on the island. First and foremost, the reconstruction of Fort Holmes. You spent your summers on Mackinac Island and started working as a tour guide back at the age of 19, so you've spent a lot of time on Mackinac Island. What is it that kept you coming back?
Well, I did. I grew up on Mackinac in the summers because my parents had a summer home there. And when I was old enough, I was able to start working at the fort, which had been something I'd wanted to do my whole life. Began at age 19. I was interested in history and started working as a tour guide, received my master's degree in museum studies, and was fortunate enough to come back and start working full-time there. So this is my 43rd year summer. When we get to June 15th, I'll begin my 43rd year there. And I have never wanted to go anywhere else because Mackinac has such a rich and fascinating history, and it is so diverse. There's so many different parts to it that as a historian, as a person who's interested in public history, there is so much to share with the public, from pre-contact Native American history through Michilimackinac, our site on the mainland, which celebrates its tricentennial this year, to Fort Mackinac, now celebrating a bicentennial. And even organizationally, we're celebrating a centennial because it was 100 years ago this summer that the Mackinac State Park Commission opened its first museum in the officers' stone quarters, the oldest building in Michigan. And so we've now been in the museum business for 100 years.
Well, of all this rich tapestry of history that goes with Mackinac Island, what feature of the island, what historical feature of the island do you get into most?
I've got to say Fort Mackinac. Again, it's where I started working when I was 19 years old as a tour guide there, and it has just always been near and dear to my heart. Plus Fort Mackinac, everything there is original, parts of which date back to the time of the American Revolutionary War. It evolved and changed until 1895 when it was disbanded and immediately became part of Michigan's first state park, Mackinac State Park. And it's original. It's got this great view over the Straits of Mackinac. It's got these historic buildings. And it's very near and dear to my heart.
You actually spent around 7 years living on the island year round, I'm told. And summer is obviously the busiest time in the island. But I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about some of your favorite parts about winter on Mackinac Island.
The winters on Mackinac, we spent, when I first started working there year-round in 1975, 76, my wife and I had just been married, and we lived there year-round for 7 years. And the winter is so different than the summer, for those who haven't been there.
It
is
imagine.
Quiet, it's beautiful. When it's snowing, it is one of the most scenic, peaceful, delightful places in the world.
Do you have any favorite spots on the island? Obviously, Fort Mackinac, but besides Fort Mackinac.
Yeah, there's a couple of places that are really special to me. I guess it's just because of my associations with them in my youth. Again, I've been there my whole life. Some of the scenic overlooks. My parents had a home on the West Bluff, so the West Bluff is a special place to me. There is a place called Robinson's Folly that is a beautiful rock outcropping that overlooks Lake Huron to the east. And then there's a trail called Swamp Trail, which isn't a very romantic trail name, but was on that trail that I proposed to my wife in 1975.
Wow, I guess so. A lot of personal history there. One of the most fascinating stories from Mackinac's history has less to do with its forts and the military history and actually to do with medical history. Tell us a little bit more about Dr. William Beaumont.
Yeah, and in the summer of 1822, a young French-Canadian voyageur named Alexis St. Martin was down in the town area of Mackinac on Market Street. Street's still there. The building's still there. It was the American Fur Company's retail store, and he was accidentally shot by a fowling piece, which was like a shotgun blast, left a gaping and ghastly wound into his abdomen, and the only physician on the island at the time was the post surgeon at Fort Mackinac, Dr. William Beaumont, who patched up the wound and left him there, he thought, to die. But miraculously, he survived, but he spent the rest of his life with a hole that led directly from his stomach to the outer part of his body. It was called a gastric fistula, and it was an unusual healing. It healed, but it healed in such a way that Beaumont could peer directly into his stomach, into a healthy working stomach, and it was on that stomach through the hole that he did experiments and really discovered some of the first known facts about the process of human digestion.
Is he the namesake of Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak?
He sure is, yeah.
Very interesting. The park has also recently opened a new shipwreck museum. Tell us about that.
Yeah, in Mackinac City, we have Michilimackinac State Park, and in that park, we have Fort Michilimackinac on one end. On the other end, we have Old Mackinac Point Lighthouse, and we recently reconstructed a warehouse that had been there originally and was torn down in the 1940s. We reconstructed that warehouse because we had been offered a donation of a wonderful collection of Straits of Mackinac shipwreck artifacts. And over the next year or so, we then completed the restoration of that building, opened it up, and now we have the Straits of Mackinac Shipwreck Museum, and it's not a big museum, but I think it's one of the real gems of our organization right now. It's a beautiful museum with wonderful artifacts and a series of shipwreck models that show the ships as they looked on the water, but also as they look today as wrecks on the bottom, so you can compare and contrast, and it's very dramatic. The most striking of which is the Cedarville, which went down 50 years ago, 1965, and it is in the Straits of Mackinac, and we have a 13-foot model of it on the water and then a 13-foot model of it as it shows as a wreck today. Very dramatic.
So many reasons to go back to the island. It's been too long since I've been up there. I kind of want to leave after the show is over and just drive up there after this talk, but it's such a jewel. We want to thank Phil Porter, director of the Mackinac Island Historic Parks, for being our guest today. Enjoy the summer.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for coming.